And this is WDIY Allentown. And you're listening to The Blend, and I'm your host, Scott Shirk. And we've got a special guest this afternoon, The Big Drops, which today are Vrom Kerlopium. And we're going to have some live music, which will be pretty exciting. And we're going to hear what has been described as a psychedelic family circus, which is The Big Drops. So I think we're live here. Let's Great. Give it a shot.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Well, first things first, got to switch on my funny voice.
Whoop. There we are. So this first one is called Take Me Outside. Take me outside, lovely, don't you leave me alone. Go for a ride, won't you take me right back home? You say I can't do that. I'm sitting here for another time for you. Please understand, my hand is aching for your touch. Choo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Moving too fast, maybe this is all too much. You say I can't do that. I'm sitting here for another time for you. And we will be so happy together now. Up on a cloud, riding around with you, da ba ba.
This is The Big Drops right here live on WDIY. The Big Drops, how did we get a name like The Big Drops?
So one of our old good friends, he was kind of trying to describe the music because we like to go all over the place, genre hopping, like Beatles, Radiohead, Velvet Underground. Yeah. And he was kind of saying if The Big Drops, you know, the music was a rain, it would fall as one big colorful drop rather than a bunch of little individual ones.
That's a great description. Tell us a little bit about how the band got together. It's right now, it's we could say it's The Big Drop.
Yeah.
just yourself. But explain the band, its origin, and who you are.
Yeah, so my brother, Greg, who's typically the lead singer here, he and I have been playing music since forever. You know, our parents were both musicians, our grandparents. So, you know, there was no escaping the musical journey. Genetically, we're predisposed to this, I suppose you could say. And we've always been playing music together, and about 7 years ago, we just started writing more songs and just really enjoying it a lot, and, you know, we just hey, let's just move in together, live in the same house without the parents. You know, it's a whole new dynamic when the brothers are living together without mom and dad there. We just fell in love with it. We bought all of our own recording equipment, and it's a passion project which turned into more professional project.
So as you're getting together, your website says you were living in a cozy log cabin and eating soup.
Yeah. It's all about the soup during the winter. The thing is, it was a little, cute little log cabin. We lived there for about 3 years. You know, it has one room, so we took turn. Whoever had a girlfriend wouldn't have access to the bed, and the other guy would sleep on the couch. Was generally the rules. But it wasn't insulated, so it got very cold in the winter. You know, the toilet would freeze. All sorts of fun things. So we were soup connoisseurs by the end of that little
right.
segment.
We won't drop any names, but some of the red stuff probably.
Oh yeah. Well, he my brother had the good fortune of working at an organic food store, so we always got I believe Amy's Soups, not to product place. I guess, you know, maybe she owes a little bit of commission now.
So one last thing before we get to the next song is you described yourself as psychedelic pop. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that term a little bit? That's it's an interesting squish of names.
I guess it kind of stems from we've always been really into the creative pop music of the 60s. You know, we're huge Beatles fans. It's kind of, I think, difficult to meet someone who's not in some way or shape or form a Beatles fan. And we really appreciated the journey of how a lot of those bands progressed and were pushing boundaries in terms of just the sonic ideas, just different kind of song structures and sounds. And we really appreciate a lot of ambient textures and kind of laying a blanket of sound for the melody to live on top of. But at the same time, we love the aspect of a good melody, and that's, I think, where pop really comes in. You know, everyone kind of loves a good melody, and the psychedelia is more of the like the blanket, and the pop is just more of the melody.
Excellent. So can we hear another tune?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to introduce it to us?
Surely. This one is called Find Her, and as I think the history of music goes, it's a love song. It's about my current girlfriend who's over in the UK right now. Hello, if you're listening. It's 6 hours ahead. Who knows what's going on? It's about I live in Jersey and she lives in Brooklyn, so we have a few different rivers to transverse, and good old love number.
Great. This is the Big Drops.
When I wake up in the morning, lay a little till it's dark outside. Getting late and going nowhere, ah, good, cause it's trying to hide. There ain't no use in going on. But if I find her, I'll never be alone. Wait a minute outside, I hear it raining, can I pick you on up? Only trying to adore you, oh, I think you have a good look.
Lovely, that was wonderful. This is The Big Drops, here right live in the studio on WDIY. And The Big Drops will be playing this afternoon, or this evening at 5:30 at the Music Fest Cafe as part of Music Fest. Is this your first appearance at Music Fest?
We did one last year as a full band, so four times as many people.
But your second visit then, I get the sense that you tour a lot. Is that true?
Yeah, over the last 2 years we did tour. We released our album, went up to Canada. We did a three-week tour then. I've been down to Georgia with some other projects. We've toured towards the West Coast. This last year we've been focusing more on really honing in our recordings and just kind of rather than investing in touring and all the effort and time that goes into planning, you know, a DIY tour. We're trying to create just more recorded music, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You have an EP that came out in May of 2016 called Bloom.
That
was your first recorded project. Mm-hmm. And then you have a full-length piece that came out last year around this time called Time Color.
Yeah.
Is there something in the works as we speak?
Yeah, we have a five-song EP in the works right now, the title to be decided. But I mean, we always have like a handful of demos, you know, upwards of 10 to 15 that are always in the works, always constantly being worked on. Mm-hmm. I kind of make it akin to, you know, we're kind of like oil painters where we just take forever and we're like, oh, we can revisit that rather than if you're an acrylic, you'd have to, you know, you paint and then it dries and then that's it. So we like to constantly revise things. And as we just mature and view the song differently, we like to change it.
Mm-hmm. I in listening to your recordings, I get very much the feeling that you probably believe the Brian Eno edict that this studio is yet another instrument.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it seems like you spend a lot of time mm-hmm. in the studio working on things and lots of interesting effects. I've heard, you know, things reversed backwards. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the way somehow the vocals just sometimes just sort of dissolve. How do you do that?
Well, it's we do use a lot of reversing effects and just simply going down to reverb and delay and panning. That's mm-hmm. That's really the not-so-secret secret, you know. It's just we kind of like to have the vocals laying on top of a bed of things, and, you know, sometimes other sounds will overtake the vocals or meld with the vocals. And a lot of the new recordings that we're working with, we have the vocals doubled up with a cello part, so it kind of gives it a different...
Yeah, I thought I heard a string instrument in there. Is that a MIDI instrument, or do you have a cello?
We have we live with this fabulous roommate of ours, a Bulgarian... Prince, we like to call him, called Lubomir, and he plays a whole variety. He's his own symphony, he does help a lot with, you know, creating string arrangements. But he plays cello, he plays a whole bunch of. So we tap into his power.
And this is all part of your home studio, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And is it where you live, your studio?
Yeah, in Demarest. I mean, it depends on which room we're feeling at that particular day. You know, so bedroom recordings are always fun. Living room or the kitchen is always a fun
spot,
too.
So it's a mobile studio.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, you go 10 feet this way, it's a whole new experience.
So this is Demarest, New Jersey, which is where somewhere across the river north of the... the George Washington Bridge.
It's about 10 minutes north of the George Washington Bridge. We used to live, as you were saying before, in that lovely little cabin with all of our pots of soup, and we moved to get closer to New York City to kind of explore that realm of things.
Great. I think we should hear another song. Can you introduce one for us?
Yeah, surely. So this is one of the new ones that we're working on. My brother Greg penned this one. It's called Ramona, and. On the recording that is currently in progress, this is one of those ones where the cello is doubled up with his voice a lot, and we have a bunch of other kind of sonic instruments going on for this one. So I'm going to try and do an acoustic rendition of this one. Should
Great.
Be a fun one.
And this is The Big Drops on WDIY.
All right.
You can take the hard way out of this light, or you can take the hard way out. You can blow the wind right out of my heart, but you can never win. Ba 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 da ba da ba 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 ba. Fall into a dream, the stars seem. No one, there we go. I feel you running low. I'm not so sure about the way that I'm feeling. up into the world I'll fly. Come back down around town, maybe it won't be so hard. Peel back up the silent stars, maybe we just won't be far. But if the sun burns out and leaves us dark and dry, I often think, don't worry, I know I've got time before the end, before I say goodnight, I know I wanna try. Ba 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 dum, ba 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 bum. Fall into a dream, the stars seem. Which way we go? I feel it running low. I'm not so sure about the way that I'm feeling. Up into the world I'll fly. Come back down, go around town. Maybe it can be this good. I know that I'm on, going to the place we should. And if the sun burns out and leaves us dark and dry, often think, don't worry, 'cause I know we've got time before the end, before I say goodnight, I know I wanna try. Ba 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 da, ba 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 ba.
This is the Big Drops here on WDIY. Excellent. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Big Drops are going to be playing tonight at 5:30 at the Music Fest Cafe. Mm-hmm. Before we say goodbye, you have an EP, Bloom, out. You have a full-length piece out called Time Color. How do we find that stuff, and how do we learn more about the Big Drops?
So I would have to say the internet is key to all these beautiful, lovely things. So, I mean, you can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp. We have it posted on our website, too, thebigdrops.com. And the best way to stay in touch is Facebook. We're really receptive to that. If you ever want to get in touch, that's always a good way, too.
Great. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. This is Vrom Kerlopian of the Big Drops. Unfortunately, Greg could not be here. We hope to see him next time.
And yeah, yeah.
We hope to see you guys back. Sometime real soon.
Absolutely.
In the Lehigh Valley. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.